Good to have our next guest, too, after finally the governor signed SB 901, on Friday, the Wildfire Preparedness Bill. It is one that our next guest worked on furiously. Please welcome Assemblyman Jim Wood. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you today?
Must be nice to have that signature at the bottom of the page, finally.
Well, yeah, it is. It was a long time coming, and it's a huge step forward, and we'll continue working.
What will be the most immediate effects, Assemblyman Wood, of SB 901?
I don't think you'll see anything immediately. My hope is that the utilities will begin to work, if they haven't already began working on those wildfire mitigation plans in earnest and engaging with the Public Utilities Commission. But also, we're going to begin some internal meetings and try to find out exactly and work with people to make sure we get the money out there for these vegetation management programs we envision.
Yeah, absolutely. That's should be number one on our hit parade right about now. And I know we're all keeping our fingers crossed for the next 6-7 weeks or so, once we pass fire season and hopefully get some rain in between now and then. That would be great, just to have a nice, quiet, boring time period for Cal Fire.
Boy, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming for those guys.
Boy, it sure has. Also, other successes for you in the assembly, AB 2551. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, 2551 was actually the genesis of our efforts to get funding for vegetation management. Originally, we had $250 million in that bill. We were trying to do that on an annual basis and kind of got whittled down to a single term, and then the governor put money into the budget for this year. So this one, the other thing that was a component of this was working with Cal Fire on prescribed burns, which I think is going to be critical in
yes.
the future, something we used to do routinely until many years ago now. And I think we're paying for that. So prescribed burns, and then also a program that is kind of a little known program within Cal Fire. If you're a small landowner, you can get grants to help clear some of your land. And you'd be a pretty small landowner for this, but you can get grants the way the grants worked is you kind of did the work and then you submitted bills and waited for months to get paid. This changes that a little bit, so you can actually get reimbursed for your work really quickly, and we think that will be a nice positive incentive for those folks who don't have the resources to put out a huge amount of money, but obviously need to get the work done.
And what about AB 1919?
Well, 1919, I worked closely. This actually came from our district attorney, Jill Ravitch, and was honored to work with her on this, on putting some more teeth in rent gouging, especially around these new houses that come onto the market, never been on the market before, people converting their vacation rentals and making huge amounts of money on that. And so this was at her request that we worked with her, and Governor signed that last week as well.
Very good. A lot of success in Sacramento, particularly with the North Bay in mind. And Jim, we've been talking as we get closer to the fire anniversary with a lot of our local and state leaders about their personal experience. Where were you when you first heard about the fires?
Actually, I was in Sacramento. I got a call like about 2 a.m. from James Gore, and I looked at my phone and said, no, that can't be really, if he called me at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And I kind of ignored it, and then I said, no, wait a second, that's really unusual. I called him back. He said, by the way, he says, we got a major fire issue, and I want you to know. I was in Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
The governor was preparing to sign a bill the next morning for transparency around drug pricing for prescription drugs, and went to that bill signing. I had worked on that bill extensively with Dr. Ed Hernandez, and went to that bill signing. But prior to that, he had already declared a disaster for the area, and the first thing he talked about was getting relief to the North Bay. So, and from there, I spent the next 3-4 weeks in the district, you know, as everybody else in the delegation, working as hard as we could for our constituents.
And here we are just under a year later, and it was really a time period back then I don't think any of us could have looked forward to. It was, we were, you know, in the middle of it. It was difficult to even think about a year anniversary, and yet here we are. And I know, Assemblyman Wood, you will be with us 1 week from today at the Heroes of October Golf Tournament. Glad you're going to be a part of that fundraiser.
Looking forward to it. Wear my sunscreen and a hat. And
yeah.
And
no pressure.
Have a great day with you.
No pressure at all, Jim. But I'm just going to tell you that, you know, at the hole that I'm hosting, for example, there will be a number of animals to represent the rescued and therapy animals that have been in use for the last year. And there is another local politician who's mentioned the notion of having Jello shots on his hole. So no pressure, but I'm just saying, you know, you might want to come up with something at your particular hole of note.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I've got some ideas.
That doesn't surprise me. Well, we will see you at Oakmont Golf Club a week from today. And thanks very much for being with us this morning, Jim.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
That is Assemblyman Jim Wood. And, of course, working long and hard, as did Senator Bill Dodd and Senator Mike McGuire, on the wildfire preparedness bill. And we are happy that the governor signed that bill. We'll see what the immediate outcome and the long-range outcome is, too.